Hello.
Hi there.
We are Filthy and Arcadian Lady, and this is episode 37 of Incompletely Articulate.
Incompletely Articulate's a podcast. We're going to do for you poems that we've written in the last week or so. It's Rachel's turn to go first, and she's going to start off by telling you what it's about.
Okay, this one was how last week I sort of mentioned how I'd started writing it when I was in bed, and this is one that was almost entirely written sort of, you know, 3 a.m. like on my own, sort of having a bit of a panic attack. So it's going to be interesting to read it back out because obviously I'm not in that mood anymore as much. So I miss you and I'm panicking, trying not to let it show even alone in my bed, but it's there, spilling out in tears down my cheeks. It's been just over 22 hours since I heard from you, not that I'm counting. Not in groups of three. Three is fine because it's divisible by 12, which is the perfect number. Is this what happened last time? Did you just disappear? Maybe you're sitting in the light of your computer screen as you sculpt "It's not you, it's me" into knives to pierce my heart. It's been just over 23 hours since I heard from you. Not that I'm counting. Not in groups of three. Three is fine because it's divisible by 12, which is the perfect number. I can't remember what happened before. This time last year when you froze and ran away. Maybe you're sleeping, but maybe you're not alone. Maybe my name is erased from your lips by her kiss. It's been just over 24 hours since I heard from you. Not that I'm counting, not in groups of three. Three is fine because it's divisible by 12, which is the perfect number. I miss you and I'm panicking, trying not to let it show, even here alone. But it spills out in tears down my cheeks because I miss you and I'm panicking.
That's really evocative, isn't it?
Do you think?
The whole repetition thing is really, it's really the inside of an internal monologue, isn't it? Internal monologues, especially when you're panicking, get really repeated.
Yeah. Yes. And I sort of considered sort of trying to narrow it down a bit and kind of just say something once, but I thought, no, can't do that. And then I tried to say something twice, and because I was panicking, I was like, nope, that has to be said three times. So that is genuinely how I was feeling at the time.
Yeah, and in fact, probably the reality is probably more repeating than that. Right?
Yeah.
Every one of those things is a thing that you've said to yourself again and again, and that's why it's then had to come through.
It's quite intense. I don't think I've done one that intense for a while. At least I felt it was quite intense when I was reading it.
Which I think means that it is true to how it was at the time. Well, at the time, it's intense.
Yes.
What it's bringing back is that. It's not...
Yeah, I do think it captures...
It's not putting you in that place. It's pulling you back to that place.
Yes, I'm not having to really imagine very hard because it captured exactly how it was, which is a good thing, albeit slightly terrifying.
It was good, though.
Yeah. And the next day, you know, I got a message and it was all fine. But that was, you know, just 24 hours where I just spiralled. So. Okay, so it's your turn. What is yours about this week?
So I started off sort of trying to write a thing that spiralled on from what you did last week, but then that sort of fell by the wayside and turned into this massively adolescent self-indulgent thing.
Awesome.
But when you hold me like I'm something of value, supported so safe it's clearly stupid to cry, and even with your simple honest I love you, I can't stop searching for a but, you imply. I'm getting sick of feeling sick of me. Even when they're dangerously selfish or stupid, in every other human there's something to admire. But even when I've stood back and dispassionately viewed it, it seems I'm missing pieces that are clearly required. I'm pretty sick of feeling sick of me. I'm aware there's room for self-improvement. I've set myself tasks for growth and goals to measure them by. It just adds me to the list to whom I'm a disappointment. I fail so fast it seems not worth the work to try. But I'm getting sick of feeling sick of me. Sure, I've had my peaks, but my zenith is mediocrity, and my nadir to date is so embarrassingly deep. Everything I'm good at, everyone surpasses easily. I fight and fight to function like you could half asleep. I'm getting sick of feeling sick of me. And when you criticise, I'm snappy and defensive if I'm not guilty of the surface flaws that you accuse, but mostly because I'm scared that if you pick, you'll get a sense of how impossible my deep unloveliness is to excuse. I'm pretty sick of feeling sick of me. I want to be better, just not enough to want to change. It's hard to hide my flaws, but I'm getting more adept. It's a self-defeating cycle that goes round and round again, and always the first and so often the last step is getting sick of feeling sick of me. I'm getting sick of feeling sick of me. I'm pretty sick of getting sick of feeling sick of me.
Wow, I did not expect the singing this week. That was very good though. I see what you mean about the slightly adolescent bit of it, but I could also very much identify with everything you said. So, how do you feel about your thing this week?
Like, I don't feel like I'm proud of it for some reason.
Okay.
I don't quite know why. But it felt necessary. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, sometimes you just want to own the part of yourself that feels like this, don't you? Sometimes you just want to fully inhabit that.
Yes, because it's kind of, I don't know if this really works the person that's kind of closest to you, but almost like if you are at least aware of it and kind of know how to work it, then other people can't use it to destroy you. Like if somebody says, oh, you're really selfish to me, then I'm like, I know. Like, that's not an insult because I know that to be true, but it's part of who I am. Not that's probably a good way to advertise myself on the podcast, but I am, so.
No, you see, I think maybe it's slightly different. I don't think I can own my flaws with pride or anything like that, but I can own my sense that I'm just as aware of them as anyone else, to me. Does that make sense? Like, whatever reason anyone else has to hate me, they clearly don't know enough. They're barely scratching the surfaces of the things that I know there are to hate me for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is different to what I meant. But I also understand that feeling as well. I liked how you started with but as well, like I did last week.
Yeah, as I say, it started off trying to be a thing that was like that, like what you did. Because I was trying, sounds stupid, but I was trying to do something that's a bit more you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you ended up singing.
But it just turned into this. Well, I think partly because it's not really a poem in some ways, partly it's just a very bad song. I mean, partly it is a poem as well, but you know what I mean?
Okay. Did you see yourself putting kind of a tune for the rest of it? Or did you have one in your mind where you were writing it?
No, but the way I wrote it felt more like the way I would write a lyric than the way I would write
a poem. Oh, that's interesting. Because I don't write songs, but you do, and you're very musical, so that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought there would have been a difference, but there is.
Just to the sense that I think when I write a poem, I want it to have more poetic weights and heft. Because a lyric has poetry, but it isn't
poetry.
A poem.
Yeah.
Which is why when you see books with lyrics in them set out as poems, it never really works. Because although they're, you know, I really admire some lyricists and there's some, you know, some great stuff written and some real poetry in lyrics, they're not poems.
No, they still always go better with music because that's what they were written for.
Yeah.
So you came up with the tune for the line that you sang, because I was going to ask you if that was like a lip or something, but
it's not massively original.
No,
I thought
maybe it was something from a song that you were referencing or that I had.
No, I don't think so. Someone might tell me that it's exactly the same as something, but I think it's just very generic rather than actually being the same as anything else.
Okay.
So actually there's sort of connection this week. I know we often don't actually bother getting to the bit that we always said we were going to do when we talk about what connected them.
Yes, because quite often it would just be clutching at straws to try and find something. But yeah, this week they're both kind of quite introspective, spirally, slightly self-indulgent pieces.
Things you sort of feel you should have grown out of a bit.
Yes,
completely. All that kind of stuff. But in its own way, like I think they both had an honesty to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was...
But there is a line to the honesty. Like, I remember when I was writing this and thinking, oh, I'm going to do this on the podcast. I really don't want my boyfriend to listen to this episode, because, and I don't know how you feel about your missus hearing that, like whether you would want her to hear that. But like last week, I'd be fine with him listening to, but this week, no. and not seeing that side of crazy. That's not for you.
Which is weird when we think about how public domain this is.
Yeah, but I'll check with iTunes. I'll just delete this episode if it never happened.
But that's the way with performance, though, I guess, isn't it? You would do things on a stage that you would never do at walking home. Down the street.
Yeah. Should we plug? We are on Twitter at IncompletelyArt.
We're on the Tumblrs, incompletelyarticulate.tumblr.com.
We're also on iTunes, so if you search for Incompletely Articulate, then you can subscribe, review, rate, and each new episode will just fall into your device.
If, like me, you wouldn't touch iTunes with a very long, pointy thing, then you can find us on the SoundCloud, where Pen and Real Tea support us. Thank you to them.
We're also on Facebook. If you stick a thumb on us, then I post up the links to us on Podbean, SoundCloud, iTunes, so whichever you like.
But more than that, just thank you for being part of the small group of people who listen to this.
Yes.
And feel free to make that group a little bit bigger.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, just post an episode on your friend's Facebook, or even if you just want to give us some feedback, not in the form of a review, if you want to just send them as a message or something.
Yes. I like it when you're not quite so self-indulgent, for example.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that. But we will speak to you next week. Pen and Real Tea.